So good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship this morning, we have been working our way through the book of Ruth. And we come today to chapter 2, where we read, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." Isn't it interesting that she, in the previous section there, was saying, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Bitterness has followed me." And then in this next verse here, we find that Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. Now, Boaz is going to be the kinsman redeemer. He's going to be the one that steps up and is able to restore the whole property issue, restore wealth back to Naomi's name, because this man is of the house of Elimelech. And I couldn't help but think, isn't it wonderful that Jesus Christ is of the house of God? That He, as the Son, could be our kinsman redeemer? That we would be, though we have nothing, we have nothing. You know, you can't take anything with you. We have nothing, and yet through Jesus Christ, we have everything. Naomi, who saw only her future as being bitter and difficult, finds in this very next verse the person that is going to... Now, there's going to be a lot of different storylines that go on and how Boaz finally becomes the kinsman redeemer because there was somebody that was closer. But you know what? There's no one closer than the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nobody else. There's no one that's going to pop up and say, "No, I'm the kinsman redeemer. No, I'm the kinsman redeemer." Jesus Christ is the only kinsman redeemer. I'm thankful that there was a Boaz for Naomi. And I'm thankful today that there's a Jesus Christ, the Son of God, for each and every one of us here and for all mankind, past, present, and maybe future, that the Lord Jesus Christ is our kinsman redeemer. And though we would cry out and say, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara," there is one who is sweeter than honey. There is one who is more lovely than the lilies. And it's the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And He can lift you out of your sorrow and difficulty, and He can place your feet, as Psalm 40 says, on a rock. And that rock never moves. May God help us today as we've gathered together to worship the Lord, to keep those thoughts in mind, and to be thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ today.